liaison for the John Ganton Countryside community. Good morning, Margaret.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Yeah, haven't seen you in a while.
No, it's good to be here.
A lot of challenges, obviously, in your industry right now.
That's right. Yeah, it's all senior care there. It's a complete retirement campus there. So everything from the independent folks in condos all the way through assisted living and into skilled nursing or rehab. So we've got all the vulnerable population there on Robinson Road. So yeah, been a lot of adjustment, but it's going well. We're COVID free at Countryside, so we're glad of that. And we're ready, though, in case it ever changes up. We're all prepared, but so far, so good.
Fantastic. And I know you would be taking every precaution there.
Sure. I think in senior care, you know, a senior community like Countryside, that we have, like, all those disaster response plans and, you know, infection control protocols all set and running prior to any kind of disaster like this. So when this happens, it's a big adjustment, but it's an adjustment. You know, we take direction every day from the health department and the CDC and the governor's office and the assisted living professional organizations. So everybody's bringing us, you know, information and direction. So it's doable. It works.
Yeah, and knock on wood, some others not as fortunate as you guys.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. But, you know, on the positive side of all this, though, you know, you can kind of see a great deal of good kind of coming out of this challenging situation, I think. And we see a really great response from Jackson, the greater community of Jackson, and from the families, you know, the seniors. They're just really rising to the occasion. I'm sure you see quite a bit of this, too. We've seen, for example, the families, you know, they're sending, so they're so generous, like, with their kind words and their support, and they're supporting their seniors, and they're also supporting all the staff, and not only at Countryside, but like at the hospital and everywhere else. I mean, they're bringing in kind notes and baked goods, and at our place, we had families and community members making masks and bringing in senior activity packets. So it's all this stuff you wouldn't even expect. And so people really are amazing during this kind of tough time.
Margaret, talk about John Ganton's Countryside and how really you have different divisions, sectors over there.
Yeah, we are. It's an entire senior spectrum community. So people might come there at Countryside when they are very independent. They might just want to sell their home and go into a rented condo. So people will come in, live independently, and sometimes, you know, they'll go down to Florida in the winter. We won't even know what they're up to. They're so independent. And then as time goes on, maybe they want to get out of that condo, and they really would rather have an apartment where they can have open dining, you know, and activities and know their neighbors a little bit better. So that goes on. We call that independent plus. And then what else is available is assisted living, which is a staffed building. People in their apartments, but it's staffed 24 hours a day so that a person can get help at 2 in the morning. They can have their meds managed. They can have any kind of help they need, and yet they still can come and go. They're living their life, but they're being assisted, and that's the definition there. And then if you need medical help, they have a rehab, a short-term rehab, which people, in fact, today, even with the COVID situation, we continue to take senior citizens from the hospital who need a short-term rehab stay right into rehab, and we're still helping them, you know, grow in strength and go home and be independent. So that goes on there, too. And there's even memory care. So whatever you need, it's there. But
yeah, I was going to ask you next if you were taking new residents. Obviously, you can handle that.
Yeah, we've never stopped. In fact, we've had no one knew what to expect, right? We still don't know what to expect with this COVID world, but we've been actually very busy with assisted living, because when you need help, if you need assisted living, you need it, and it doesn't really matter that COVID's out there. If you need someone to help you because you're not doing well at home, you know, you need to be helped. And so we've been able to manage new move-ins. One thing that's a little bit different, usually a senior will bring their own furnishings. And when we first got started with the COVID adjustments, we began furnishing rooms ourselves to make it a quick, easy transition into assisted living. And then as time goes on, people will be able to bring their own items. But you know, in this business, what's happened is this is a tough part for seniors. I mean, they've risen to the occasion. It's remarkable how well the seniors are doing. But we have to prohibit visitation by family members. That's very painful for a senior to go through. So, it seems to me that the senior citizen has quite a bit of perspective in life. You know, they've been through a lot. They know this too shall pass, and they seem to be a bit more patient than maybe other age groups I've met, including my own friends. So.
You are probably right there. I know you have a fantastic staff there working with everybody.
Yeah, they are. That's the third outstanding group to mention is the staff, because, you know, those, for example, in assisted living, the direct care workers, those gals, they all have families. And when COVID first hit, we didn't know how bad this was going to be. And those gals were there. I mean, they just made it happen. So they are real heroes. And of course, in the nursing center, there's the nurses and the certified nurse aides, and a very important group maybe you won't think of, but housekeeping. I mean, housekeeping has been really beefed up, and it's extremely important. So it's interesting how these things change our perspective.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you guys got things under control.
Yep, things are good. Things are good, and we're trying to come up with new and different fun things to do. Now, there's a challenge for you. The seniors have learned how to navigate technology, and I don't think that would ever happen without COVID, because they're Zooming, and they're Skyping and FaceTiming, and that's something you could never talk them into before. So, you know, there's a good thing that happened because of this. But
yeah, if somebody wants to find out about your program, Margaret, what's the best way to go about that?
Yeah, just go ahead and call our regular switchboard at 517-787-4150. I mean, they can ask for Margaret, or if not, you know, they'll find me. And you can always go online, too. We've got a great website. It's just gantons.com, www.gantons.com. So we're easy to find.
Hey, thanks for stopping by today.
Well, thank you, Greg. I really appreciate talking to you, and you stay well now.
You bet. Take care. Okay. Margaret Nagel, community liaison for John Ganton's Countryside.